Good morning, this Tuesday, the 16th of April. I'm Sam Canaan, a market analyst at Bell Direct. Wall Street closed lower overnight as geopolitical tensions continue in the Middle East. The Dow Jones fell 0.65%, the S&P 500 lost 1.2%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq ended the trading day 1.79% in the red. The CBOE Volatility Index, Wall Street's fear gauge, closed at its highest level since October, following Iran's attack on Israel on Saturday night, which was the first direct attack on Israel. Over in Europe, markets closed mixed as investors react to the Middle Eastern war. The Stoxx 600 closed marginally higher, however, oil and gas stocks led losses down 1.6%. Germany's DAX rose over 0.5%, the French CAC gained 0.43%, and over in the UK, the FTSE 100 closed 0.38% lower. Locally yesterday, the ASX 200 closed 0.46% lower, with the majority of sectors finishing in the red. Losses were led by the information technology and communication services sectors, which lost 1.75% and 1.05% respectively. This was offset by the energy sector, which gained 0.38%. As for what to watch locally today, the ASX 200 is set to open lower, with the SPY futures suggesting a fall of 0.81% at market open this morning. On the commodities front this morning, oil is trading 0.06% higher at $85.68 a barrel as investors react to the Middle Eastern tensions. Gold is trading 1.71% higher at $2,383 an ounce, and iron ore is trading 1.28% higher at $106.05 a tonne as markets increase their bets of high demand for iron from Chinese steel producers. And now to end us the trading ideas for your consideration today. Bell Potter maintains a buy rating on Life360 and has a 12-month price target of $16.25. The buy rating is maintained by Bell Potter with first quarter results to be released on the 10th of May, with forecasts and already released metrics implying a solid quarter and a positive start to the year. And Bell Potter maintains a hold rating on DroneShield as it increases its 12-month price target to $1. The hold rating is recommended as despite strong results in 2024, the announcement of only one single material contract year to date makes Bell Potter believe there is heightened downside risk at current levels if contracts in the pipeline are delayed until the second half. And that's all for this morning. We hope you have a great day, and as always, happy investing.